Get in the garden and plant your early season crops. We're excited about some fresh greens. Next on Western Life Radio.
Pastor Utah empowers teachers, administrators, and other school staff to defend themselves in case of a school shooting. We teach advanced firearms and trauma first aid skills. Graduates of the FASTER program pass the same post-qualification shoot as Utah law enforcement. For more information and find out how you can help, go to fasterutah.org.
Put on your helmet. Let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I don't have to wear my helmet? When will I become invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my helmet too. Anyone can get hurt, no matter how old they are.
Be responsible and set an example when you ride. Accidents do happen. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
Plant your cool season crops today to enjoy a variety of produce as the summer comes on. Alex Grover, with Utah's Best Gardening, brings out the seeds.
And the great thing about cool crops is you can start those as soon as you can work the ground, as soon as it's thawed, and as soon as it's dry enough to actually work, you can start planting. But the great thing is you can plant them, in 2 weeks you can plant again, and 2 weeks you can plant again. You can plant them really right up until you're ready for your warmer weather summer stuff, and then you're going to have your lettuce and your peas all coming in while you're waiting for the later stuff to ripen. And so it's really cool, and if you go every 2 weeks, then you'll have a harvest that's rotating and it'll start being ready every 2 weeks. The fresh stuff is really the goal here this time of year, is to get something, get it green and get it past the winter blahs on the food where you're eating all packaged or stored food. And historically, that was a big deal. Today, we see it as a luxury, but back then, it's like, hot biggity dog, we've got greens, we've got fresh food, we haven't had anything that's not salted in months. It's something that actually improves our quality of life. We forget it these days because scurvy, nobody gets scurvy in America. I mean, I'm sure somebody does, but we don't hear about it. It's not a big deal. But back even less than two centuries ago, they were still struggling with that on ships and on traveling. And you can read accounts of these explorers.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.